This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Feeding minerals to our cows, our focus on this Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum is going to talk about free choice mineral feeding to dairy cattle. And certainly there are several different ways that we can feed minerals to our dairy cattle. The gold standard, of course, is to force feed it. In other words, put it into a grain mix, put it into my total mix ration, so that every bite the cow takes, theoretically, she has access, not only the cow, but the bacteria, to minerals in the diet of those cows. The second choice would be certainly a free choice, which means letting the cow go out or the heifer go out and decide, well, today I think I'll eat at this compartment or that compartment over there. Another alternative is to inject. This is fairly popular in trace mineral programs, and we've talked about this earlier in some of our feed forums. That's another alternative. And, of course, the fourth one is to make our minerals water-soluble and administer them through water or through a liquid feeding system on the dairy farm. So when we talk about free choice, it simply means, well, we think the cow knows when she needs certain minerals in her feeding program. And Bill, the only mineral she really knows she has a true appetite would be salt. And so that one will work, and of course it works for dairy cattle and beef cattle and deer and other livestock species as well. In the 1970s, one of the popular concepts was something called cafeteria mineral feeders, in which a feeder would have anywhere from 8 to 15 different minerals out there, and some of them would be trace minerals, and the cow should know if she needed to have bicarb today or zinc tomorrow or dicalcium the next day, whatever the case is. We did a big study at the University of Minnesota and discovered a lot of luxury consumption, meaning that the ration was all balanced before she started access to these minerals, and then they ate excessive amounts. Could cost as much as 50 to 60 cents a day, and of course there's always a risk of imbalances that would occur as well. So let's talk specifically about free choice minerals on today's dairy farms. First of all, I think our listener has to be keenly aware we still recommend force feeding the NRC recommended levels of minerals in the feeding program. However, if you're going to offer free choice, there are three different opportunities on dairy farms, and that's kind of the strategy order I would list them. The first one is very straightforward. That is to offer salt free choice. We prefer white salt rather than trace mineralized salt because, again, hopefully the trace minerals are coming through the force-fed feeding program. Some cows will eat salt because they came from the dry cow pen. They got very limited, if any, salt at all because concerns of udder edema, heat stress, certainly any other electrolyte losses during the calving process. These animals could really crave salt. Guideline, we say, is 1/10 of a pound per cow per day. If cows are eating more than that, then you have to start watching to see which cows and why are they eating it. The second product in this order would be sodium bentonite. Sodium bentonite is a clay mineral. It swells up in the rumen, and that's good news, Bill, because it means it moves out of the rumen. Or if cows eat sand from bedding or if they eat soil from the feedlots, it kind of sits in the bottom of the rumen. The advantage it has, of course, is that it can move out of it. Animals like to eat soil or sand and may slow that rate down significantly as far as that goes. And, of course, it's a microtoxin binder, which can be a plus depending on what type of damage feeds you might be looking at as well. And there was some early work out of University of Wisconsin showing that it may improve acidosis. The third product would be sodium bicarb, very controversial. 1/10 of a pound would be maximum. Be sure you still force feed the recommended level, which is 0.75% of the ration dry matter. We would not use S-carb free choice because it is fairly unpalatable. So the take-home message on free choice minerals is that you want to be sure you have the base program squared away. It is a bit controversial here, but it's another way to top off cows that crave extra mineral. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, retired dairy extension specialist from the University of Illinois.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
It seems every month we see milk production increase despite the low number of cows in the herd. The last time milk output was lower than a year ago was back in January of 2016. Are we seeing a trend with the most recent milk production report? Lee Milkey will discuss that Monday with the Director of Market Intelligence for High Ground Dairy, Lucas Feese. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.